Would you pray with me?
你可唔可以一齐同我祷告
？Father, show us where we have a divided heart.
亲爱天父，俾我睇到我哋边度有一个分开嘅心。
Show us who we serve.
俾我睇到我哋侍奉嘅系边个
？And help us to have only one master.
帮助我哋叫我哋只系有一个主。
For the praise of your name and your honor and glory.
我哋奉主你嘅名。
Amen. Everyone serves something or someone.
每个人都系侍奉一啲嘢或者一个人。
It's true, you cannot escape it.
呢个系对嘅，你唔可以逃避。
Everybody serves something or someone.
每个人都系侍奉一件事或者一个人。
Okay, so you may not literally serve some person, but if not, then you serve an idea.
或者你唔可以喺好似喺字面咁讲话，真系去侍奉一个人。但是你亦都会侍奉一个理想。
And if you don't serve an idea, then perhaps you probably serve yourself.
如果你唔系侍奉一个理想，或者你系侍奉紧你自己。
For example, if you're a single adult, you probably serve your desires, ambitions, maybe looking for the ideal job or the ideal relationship.
如果你系一个单身嘅，或者你喺度去追求你自己嘅最理想嘅工作，或者一个理想嘅感情。
If you're married,then you serve your spouse, whether you like it or not.
如果你结咗婚嘅，或者你侍奉嘅对象就系你嘅配偶，或者你中唔中意都系咁讲。
If you are elderly, you serve your body's needs as it limits what you do.
如果你一个年长嘅，或者你系侍奉紧你自己身体上嘅需要。
No matter who you are, it's inevitable you serve something or someone.
唔理你系边个，你一定系会去侍奉一件事物或者一个人。
Perhaps it's difficult to consider the thing or person you serve, though.
或者系好难明白你究竟系点样侍奉一件事或者一个人。
It's really fairly easy to know what you serve.
或者好容易系知道你系侍奉紧嘅对象系边个。
All you have to do to discover it is look at the things in your life that take up a good amount of investment, whether time or money, a good amount of focus, or a good amount of energy.
或者你可以从你生活上面。睇到你最花时间嘅东西，或者你花你嘅精力喺边度，你就知道你侍奉嘅对象系边个。
So whatever or whomever takes your investment, your focus, your thoughts, that's the thing or the person that you serve.
你睇下你自己嘅投资喺边度，你嘅嘥咗力量喺边度，你就知道你所侍奉嘅对象系边个。
So whom or what do you serve?
咁你系侍奉紧咩嘢，或者侍奉管边个
？Do you serve your work?Pouring your heart and life into it, finding your identity in what you do, and maybe letting time slip away from your relationship so you can perform in business.
或者你系侍奉紧你自己嘅工作，将你自己嘅心同埋你嘅生命都系摆喺嗰度。或者你系从你嘅工作上面揾到你自己嘅身份地位，将你所有嘅时间都系花喺呢个嘅关系上面。
Do you serve pleasure?Living your life by the principle, if it feels good, do it, or avoiding getting out of your comfort zone, even if it means ignoring God's call.
或者你侍奉紧一啲你嘅享乐，将你自己嘅生命，即系你用系用以下嘅作为你嘅呢个你侍奉嘅方式，你生活嘅方式。如果你觉得好嘅话，你咁就会去做，或者你。从来不会离开你自己的安全区。
Do you serve your child's future, pressuring them to live the life you always wanted, or to live the life that you think is best, motivating them to be, think, or do in such a way that gets them into an Ivy League school and then a great career?
或者你侍奉紧你自己仔女嘅将来，你系好嘥好多时间，系要佢哋去生活出一个生活系你自己成日想去做嘅，或者你系。将觉得点样系最好，将系用各种嘅方法将佢哋能够进入一个嘅长春藤嘅学校里面。
Do you serve yourself, seeking to do things that benefit you, even at the cost of others, and putting yourself first as often as you can?
或者你系侍奉嘅对象系你自己，你所做嘅每一件事，或者你做嘅嘢都系能够叫你自己系得到有更大嘅享乐，甚至到你系甚至你是 将你自己嘅享乐建筑喺别人嘅痛苦上面，你将你自己系摆喺第一位。
Do you serve others' opinions, doing everything you can to make sure that people like you, or being nice, hoping others notice you, doing things so that you can try to get attention?
或者你系侍奉嘅，系想得到别人嘅称赞，你系好着意别人对你嘅睇法。你对人系好好系系需要觉得系人哋系知道你嘅存在。
Do you serve comfort, seeking to do everything you can to make sure you secure the American dream?
或者你侍奉嘅系希望能够系活出呢个嘅美国嘅梦，你系叫一切嘅生活能够安息。
For example, is it your goal to have a great job so that allows you to make a lot of money so you can provide everything necessary for your kids so they can get in the top schools so they can get great jobs?And have the American dream?
或者你的对象是找到一个好的工作，叫你能够赚很多的钱，叫你能够的生活无需，叫你的仔女能够进入一些最好的学校去读书，叫他们能够读完书之后也都找到一件很好的工作。
And maybe I didn't list what you serve. Maybe you serve something or someone else.
或者我以上所讲的都不是你侍奉的对象。或者事物，或者你是侍奉一些另外的对象或者事物。
The truth remains though, everyone including you serves someone or something.
但是这个事实，这个事实是仍然都是一样的，就是每一个人都在这里侍奉一件事或者一个人。
What I want to know this morning is this. Is it worth it?
我今天在这里所知道的就是究竟这样做是值不值得的。
Is it worth serving that thing or person?
究竟值不值得是去侍奉这件事或者这个人。
Are you glad you serve whom or what you serve?
或者你是对于你现在所侍奉的东西或者的人你究竟是开不开心。
Or do you find life to be bitter and empty because the thing you serve or the person you serve is dissatisfying?
或者你觉得现在的生活其实是很苦，因为你所是很空虚的，因为你所侍奉的东西或者对象对于你来讲是一个不是很满意的。
Jesus addresses these questions in today's passage.
主耶稣在今天的经文里面就是答了这些问题。
So if you have your Bibles, please turn to Matthew 6:19-24 if you haven't already.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开马太福音第六章19-24节。
As part of his famous Sermon on the Mount, Jesus addresses this and other questions by giving three separate but connected statements.
在这个很出名的登山宝训上面，主耶稣是答了这几个问题，他给了三个是有关联的答案。
In all three statements, he addresses the issue of materialism.Putting things first.
在他讲了三句话里面，他是答了这个物质主义，或者是将事物摆在第一位。
To do this, he addresses the topic of savings by talking about treasure in verses 19-21.
他首先就是答了这个积聚财宝在天，在19-21节。
And he addresses the topic of sight by talking about our eyes and focus in the following verses
22 and 23.
And then he addresses the topic of service by talking about two different masters in verse
24.
So this morning we'll look at what Jesus has to say about each of these things, to look at who or what we serve, as he talks about putting things first in our lives, namely materialism.
我们今天早上我们就看看这几段经文，我们看下主耶稣究竟在这几段经文里面讲到我们究竟侍奉的对象，我们将到物质摆在第一位。
So look with me at verses 19-21.
我们首先看下第19-21节。
We'll have Tammy read it in Cantonese for you.
我会用广东话喺读19-21节。不要为自己积聚财宝在天上，地上有虫子咬，能受坏，也有贼挖掘窿来偷。 只要积聚财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能受坏，也没有贼挖掘窿来偷，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
In these verses, Jesus addresses the topic of savings or treasure.
在这几段经文里面，耶稣讲到我们怎样积聚财宝。
Jesus begins this passage with a prohibition. He says, do not.
主耶稣在开始的时候，他用到这个字是禁止。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth.
不要积聚财宝在天上，在地上。
Most of us have a pretty clear understanding of what he means when he says this.
我们大部分都很清楚他是讲什么。
We know that he means don't put your trust in the things that you own.
他讲到说我们不要将我们的信心放在我们要积聚的东西上面。
Some might even go as far as to say that Jesus is against any sort of savings in this life where we store up wealth.
甚至有些人讲到说主耶稣是反对我们在这个世上面有什么的积蓄。
They think that he might mean like get rid of your dependence on Bank of America or on your 401k.
他甚至想到说你是要取消你在美洲银行的户口或者你的退休金。
But I think they would be missing the point and misreading this passage outside of the context of the rest of Scripture.
但如果这样讲的话，我觉得就是他们是看不到这句话的真正的意思。
Jesus himself never spoke against people having possessions.
主耶稣他从来没讲到说我们不可以是拥有一些的东西。
Instead, he spoke against people putting possessions first.
他所讲的就是讲到我们将我们所拥有的东西摆在第一位。
And here's why.
这个是一个原因。
Jesus says, do not do this because earthly possessions are corruptible and vulnerable to loss.
主耶稣说因为在地上的财宝 是能够毁坏，还有 是会不见的。
He makes this clear by pointing to the fact that moths or rust could destroy material goods.
他这里讲到说在地上面有虫子咬是能够受坏的。
He doesn't even ignore the possibility that a thief could break into your home and steal your treasure.
他甚至讲到你们也可能会有贼来到去将这些东西偷了。
Back then, it was common practice to store really valuable stuff in the floor of your house, because it was a dirt floor, so that a thief could literally break in and grab the goods out of the floor.
在新約的時代，當時將啲財寶擺喺個地板下邊係一啲係好通常嘅做法。因為咁樣做嘅時候咧，啲賊真係可以係偷入屋，係將你呢啲嘅嘢偷走。
Material goods, Jesus says, are corruptible and vulnerable.
物質嘅嘢，耶穌話係能夠係毀壞，係能夠俾賊偷走。
Instead of putting your treasures and or your trust in the treasures of this life, Jesus says, store for yourselves treasures in heaven.
主耶穌講到話唔好將財寶積聚喺地上，但係就要將財寶積聚喺天上。
And treasures in heaven are inherently better because they are different than earthly treasures.
天上的财宝是跟地上的财宝是不同，是比地上的财宝好，因为他们 是比地上的财宝好的。
For example, treasures in heaven will not rot or be eaten by insects or destroyed by rust or stolen by thieves because none of those things exist in heaven.
举例来讲，天上的财宝是不会受坏，它是不会被虫咬，也不会被贼来偷。
Rather, treasures in heaven are good and guaranteed with even greater security than can be given by the FDIC.
天上的财宝 是好的，同埋是有保证的，甚至比我们是有 FDIC 保证的更好。
But what exactly are treasures in heaven?
但究竟什么是天上的财宝呢？
How do we store them up?
我们怎样是积聚天上的财宝呢？
Unfortunately, Jesus doesn't clarify here.
但好可惜嘅，耶稣喺呢度冇清楚咁讲出嚟。
But Paul gives some clues in 1 Timothy 6, 18 through 19.
但系保罗喺提摩太前书第六章18-19，佢俾咗一啲嘅例子。
There, Paul writes this.
喺嗰度，保罗咁样讲。
If you could read it in Kenyan.
喺提摩太前书第六章18-19，又要 祝福他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们得定那真正的生命。
From these verses, it would seem that treasures in heaven are, as John Stott puts it, temporal activities with eternal consequences.
在这里，你要讲出来，好像在 John Stott 这样讲，一些暂时的活动 是能够有一个永久的后果。
Basically, we build up treasures in heaven by doing things that will get us and others ready for heaven.
实际上来讲，我们就怎样去积聚这个在天上的财宝呢？就是我们能够做到一些东西，就是叫我们和其他人是可以是进入天堂。
We can store up treasures in heaven by not living this life as if what we see or own is all there is, and doing things like being rich in good deeds and generous and willing to share.
我们怎样可以进入天堂呢？就是我们在这个地上的生命的时候，我们看到做一些事是一些叫人，是一些叫好事，是叫人积聚自己美好根基，是预备将来。
But why does it matter at all where we store up our treasures?
究竟为什么对于我们在哪里积聚的财宝是有关系呢？
Okay, sure, heaven sounds better and more secure, but does it really matter?
天堂来听起来说好像是比较好，或者是比较保险，但究竟是有没有关系呢？
Jesus addresses this question in verse 21.
主耶稣在21节那里解释了这个问题。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
他这里说到说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Put differently, this verse could say, your treasure leads your heart.
或者用另一个方法说，就是说你的财宝就是带你带着你的心。
Or your heart will follow your treasure.
或者你的心是会跟着你的财宝。
So it does matter where we put our treasures, because that is where our hearts will go.
所以我们在哪里摆我们这些财宝是一个很重要的，因为你的心就会在那里。
This means that if we put things first in our life, then our hearts will be given to things.
所以这个话来说，如果我们将一些事物将我们生命就摆在第一位，我们的心就会是给了这些事物。
But if we put heavenly treasures first, our hearts will be there.
但如果我们将到天上的财宝摆在第一位，我们的心就会在那里。
It does matter because it is an issue of the heart.
这个是重要的，因为这个是我们的心的问题。
Jesus addresses savings or treasure because you or I serve whom or whatever we treasure.
耶稣在这里说到我们的积蓄或者我的财宝，因为你和我就是会侍奉什么，或者侍奉的对象就是我们的财宝。
Our interests, our energy, our commitments reflect where our hearts lie.
我们的兴趣我们的能力我们的承诺是反映出我们的心。
So putting things first, anything other than God first, is an issue of the heart.
将什么放在第一位或者将什么事除了神以外摆在第一位，这个是我们的心里面的一个问题。
Verse 21 makes that very clear.
21节讲到是很清楚。
But putting things first or serving stuff is not only an issue of the heart, but it's also an issue of the eyes, verses 22 and 23 point out.
但是将到一件事摆在第一位，或者是侍奉一件一些事，不单止是我们的心的问题，也是我们的眼的问题。
So listen to what Jesus says as he addresses the issue of sight.
我们听下主耶稣怎样讲讲这个眼视力的问题。
Please read verse 23 and 24.
22到23节，就是眼睛就是身上的灯，你们的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你们的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你的头你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
To be perfectly honest with you, when I first started studying this passage, it made no sense to me.
好坦白咁同大家讲，我初读呢段经文嘅时候，呢段经文真系我好唔明白呢段经文。
I mean, what does Jesus mean when he said the eye is the lamp of the body?
究竟主耶稣讲佢话眼睛系身上嘅灯，究竟佢系咩意思呢？
What does he mean when he says if your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light?
主耶稣说，如果你的眼睛若嘹亮，你全身就光明，是什么意思呢？
What are good eyes anyway, or what are bad eyes?
究竟什么叫做是眼睛嘹亮，什么或者是眼睛是黑暗呢？ 分化呢？
As I studied, I began to understand.
当我读这段经文的时候，我开始就明白了。
When Jesus says the eye is the lamp of the body,
主耶稣说眼睛是身上的灯。
He's basically saying you see with your eyes.
他其实在那里讲话，你睇见是因为你用眼嚟睇见睇嘢嘅。
And it would probably bore you if I were to go into a detailed explanation of how ancient peoples considered the functionality of the eye. So we'll skip that this morning.
Okay. 如果我是在这里跟你解释当时的人究竟是怎样 去明白眼睛的功用的时候，我大概会瞒亲你们，所以我今天就不再讲这件事。
So let's get down to the point.
所以我们今天就去讲到这个的重点。
We see through our eyes.
我们是从我们的眼睛是看到东西的。
If we have good eyes, namely eyes that help us to see, then we will be full of light, which means we'll be able to see where we're going.
如果我们有一个好的眼，就是这些眼是能够帮助我们看到的，那我们就是全身就充满光明，因为这件事，因为这样是帮这眼是可以帮我们看到事物的。
But having a good eye meant different things as well.
但是有一个好的眼又是有其他的意思。
We know this because of the use of the phrase bad eye.
我们可以这么讲，因为经文上面有讲到分化的眼睛。
In a number of places in scripture, the phrase bad eye is translated as being covetous.
在经文有其他经文，这个分化的眼睛有时都解到一些知道我们有这些贪心或者贪婪。
Those with bad eyes were people who were unsatisfied with what they had and wanted what others had, or more than what others had.
如果有些人是有些不好的眼或者分化的眼，他很多时候说到话，这些人通常是很不满意他自己所有的，或者是贪心别人所有的，或者贪心要多过其他人的。
So by comparison, a good eye was one that was single or whole.
所以用比较方式来讲，一个好的眼或者光明的眼的意思就是说是独一或者是完全的。
It's also important to know that eyes, just like hearts in Jesus' day, were associated with motivation or focus.
或者我们也要知道，在当时来讲，眼睛好像心的一样，很多时候在圣经里面通常是讲到或者我们的注意力或者我们的原动力。
What Jesus is really addressing in these verses is the ambition of the heart, or what we focus on, what we set our eyes on.
所以主耶稣在这里所讲的，其实他是讲到究竟我们的野心，或者我们将我们的注意力是将我们的眼睛摆在哪样的事物上面。
A person with good eyes is undivided in their focus.
一个有好的眼睛的人，其实就是讲到说这个人他是一个好有一个好集中的注意力。
And looking at one goal helped put other things in perspective, allowing the person to know where they were going or to walk in the light.
如果只是注目在一件事物上面或者一个目标，就是叫我们能够将能够将这事情摆在一个适当的次序，就是叫这个就叫我们每一个人能够真的看到我们的注意力是在哪里，或者叫我们能够在光明里面行走。
A person with bad eyes has something of a split vision or focus.
一个有分化的眼睛或者一个坏眼睛的人，就是他的注意力是分散了的。
They may be looking at one goal, but then also looking at what other people had.
或者他看到一件的目标，但是他也都看到其他人所有的。
And because of this, they were full of darkness.
就是这样，所以他们是充满了这个黑暗。
Their lives were clouded so that even the cloudy area seemed like light.
他们的 生命都 是分化的，所以在分化里面对他们来说就好像光明，其实就不是光明。
This is because of their coveting hearts.
这个是因为他们有一个贪心或者贪婪的心。
And so John Stott puts it best. He says, just as our eyes affects our whole body, so our ambition affects our whole life.
John Stott 是这样讲的，就是说我们眼睛就是能够影响我们整个身体，所以我们的心，我们的野心也都影响我们整个的生命。
So again, having a good eye meant having a clear focus, a single ambition which brings other things into focus.
所以有一个好的眼或者光明的眼光明的眼，就是说我们有一个很清楚的对象，我们只有一个的野心叫我们能够是将事物看得很清楚。
So if your eye is good, you will be undivided in your ambition, in what you put first, in what you serve.
所以如果我们眼睛是好的话所以我们就会有一个是不会分散的对象或者我们将不会分散将什么事情摆在第一位，或者我们是侍奉的对象是谁。
This will provide clarity.
这个是给我们有一个很清晰 的对象。
But if your eye is evil, like covetous, divided in its ambition,
但如果我们眼睛是邪恶的，就好像我们有一个贪心那样，
this can throw the whole of your life into confusion and cause you to lose focus, to lose sight of the thing that's important.
这个就会令到我们将整个的我们整个的生命是变成一个混乱，叫我们的注意力是分散了，我们不知道哪样事是重要。
And Jesus talks about what's important in the last verse of today's passage.
主耶稣讲到什么是 在最后一节里面讲到什么是 最重要的。
Jesus has addressed savings and sight. He now moves on to service.
主耶稣已经讲了我们的积蓄和我们的势力，现在讲到我们的service 侍奉，讲到我们的侍奉。
So please read verse 24.
一读24节。一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
As we look together at the verse, we'll look at the nature of service, the nature of money or mammon, and the nature of God.
我睇到侍奉嘅时候，我会讲到。我们看看究竟这个钱财还有我们讲到这个主人还有这个钱财或者在圣经用马门这个字。
When some people read this verse though they disagree.
有些人看到这段经文的时候他们是有些不同意。
They say things like it's possible to serve two different things.
他讲到话，其实侍奉两种嘅物件系可以嘅。
I serve my wife and my work and my children. I serve many different things.
我侍奉我嘅太太、我嘅仔女、我嘅工作，我系侍奉好多嘢嘅。
But this kind of statement reveals perhaps an ignorance of what Jesus is saying by service and master.
或者如果咁样讲嘅话，我哋就可以睇出。究竟看出我们对耶稣所讲的侍奉或者是主人的意思其实是不清楚的。
Another possible translation would be no one is able to be a slave to two masters.
其实一个不同的解释就是说这个耶稣讲到是我们其实是不可以做两个主人的奴仆。
Now what Jesus says makes more sense.
如果我们这样看的话，主耶稣所讲的就比较是清楚。
One commentator writes, the point of this verse is that by nature slavery requires an exclusive commitment to a single master.
有一个作者这样讲，其实这段经文主要的意思就是说，如果你是一个奴仆的话，你一定是需要同一个只有对一个主人是绝对忠心的。
So what Jesus says is true. No one is able to serve two masters because a master requires absolute commitment.
所以耶稣讲的是对的，因为他这里讲到说一个奴仆是需要一个主人和一个奴仆的关系是需要一个绝对的忠心。
Jesus is not talking about optional service. He's talking about slavery.
在这里耶稣讲到不是一些 是这些不 是一些是可以揀 的中心，而是一个绝对的中心。
As he talks about slavery, he references one example.
他讲到这个奴仆的时候，他给了一个的例子。
He talks about money, as the NIV puts it, or mammon, as found in other translations.
他就讲到钱财，或者在 NIV 那里讲到是马门。
Money is a great temptation.
钱是一个很大的引诱。
Basically, when Jesus says money, it means materialism.
主耶稣在这里讲到钱的时候，他其实讲到是这个物质。
He's talking about the pursuit of wealth or goods as the highest goal, putting things first in your life.
他讲到我们是要以追求财宝、追求财富和 物件 作为我们最高的目标，是将到物质摆在你 生命里面的第一位。
But money is a cruel master.
但是钱其实是一个很残酷的主人。
As Jesus pointed out in verses 19 through 21, earthly treasures, money,will prove to be fleeting.
主耶稣在第十九到二十一节讲到地上的财宝、钱财是一些很容易是失去的东西。
Earthly treasures are unreliable, they're corruptible and vulnerable to loss.
地上的财宝 是很容易是 被人偷了，是会你会不见了，是很不reliable。可靠是可靠。
This is just as true in our day as it was in Jesus' day.
这个是对于当日来讲是这样，对于今日来讲也是这样的。
For example, just look at Harvard in today's economy, or less last year's economy.
我们只要看看在去年哈佛大学他们 的情形。
In 2008, Harvard had a $37 billion endowment.
在2008年哈佛大学有370亿的储备基金。
And that is a massive accumulation of wealth.
这个是一个是很大很大的财富。
But as of March in 2009, they lost 30% of it due to the bad economy.
在今年的3月哈佛他们是失去了30% 这个的储备基金。
There goes some $12 billion gone in a few months.
120亿的财宝在几个数个月之内就不见了。
Money is unreliable.
钱是不可靠的。
Money is also deceptive.
钱也是一个很骗人的东西。
At the beginning, money promises you can have really nice things.
开始的时候，钱系俾你一个嘅盼望，你就可以有啲好嘅嘢。
You can be wealthy, you can be beautiful, you can be whatever you want as long as you have the money for it.
你可以系好有钱，你可以系好美丽，你可以做你做边个或者做乜嘢都可以。当你觉得有钱嘅时候。
Many ads promise a person can get rich quick and then have everything they ever wanted.
或者你可以再加上，如果你好快咁有钱嘅话，你可以做咩都可以。
But in reality, money is a cruel master.
但系喺真实嚟讲，喺真实嘅生命嚟讲，钱系一个好残酷嘅主人。
And here's why.
呢个系原因。
The pursuit of material goods is worthless because money is unreliable and deceptive.
我们去追求一些物质的东西，这样是毫无价值，因为钱是一个是不可以是不好是绝对不可以依靠和很骗人的东西。
Because it promises great things and is yet unreliable, it is a great temptation.
所以钱来讲，因为它也给了一个有一个应承了你一个即很容易得到的东西，同埋因为它很不依靠，所以其实钱是一个很对我来说是一个很大的引诱。
But money is not only a great temptation, it's also a great model.
钱不单止是一个很大的引诱，它也是一个很好的模型。
Jesus didn't have to pick the pursuit of wealth.
主耶稣不需要一定去拣这个追求财富。
If Jesus were to speak this sermon today, he could say, you cannot serve both God and others' opinions, or God and your child's future, or God and work.
如果主耶稣他今天是讲这件事的话，他可以说你不可以侍奉神，又不可以侍奉其他人的意见，或者神和你孩子的将来，或者神和你的工作。
Money here represents anything that calls for a compromise in your relationship with God.
钱在这里其实是代表任何的事都是对于我们和神的关系是有折冲的。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer explains.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer 是这样说，
Everything which hinders us from loving God above all things and acts as a barrier between ourselves and our obedience to Jesus is our treasure and the place where our heart is.
什么是我们的宝藏，我们的心是在哪里，每一样能够阻止同我们是爱神多过爱于其他的一切，每一样能够成为我们信服耶稣的障碍，就是我们的财宝。
But earthly treasures or whatever hinders us from loving God is ultimately unsatisfying.
每一个能够成为我们信服耶稣的障碍，这个就是这个财宝，这个就是我们的财宝，这个地上的财宝最终来讲是一个是不可以满足我们的。
As a matter of fact, anything we serve or put first other than God will be deceptive, unreliable, ultimately unsatisfying.
我可以这样说，其实每一件事如果我们不是将神摆在第一位，是将其他的事情摆在第一位，这件事都 是可以骗我们，是不可以依靠，最终来讲对于我们是不可以有这个满足感的。
Even if you and I were to get the treasure where our hearts lie or the things that we focus on, if it is not God, if it is anything other than God, they will leave youand I feeling empty.
如果我们是甚至我们将到如果我们是对不起无论我们将什么的财宝或者我们的心摆在第一位，如果这件事或者这个心不是神的话，我们最终的目的一定是会觉得有这个不可以满足的感觉。
For example, what about work?
举例来说，譬如好像我们的工作。
What if you become the best at your business and end up being a CEO who gets millions of dollars in bonuses? Will you then be satisfied?
或者你是对于你自己的事业是做得非常之好，你做了一个公司的总裁，你有百万以计的奖金，那到时你会不会满足呢？
Most CEOs when they get there will tell you that it has not satisfied them.
大部分的总裁他会跟你说，当他到这个地位的时候他仍然都是不满足。
We cannot serve our work above God.
我们不可以将到我们的工作是摆高过神的地位。
What about comfort?
或者我们的舒适。
What if you, through the jobs that God provided you, make a lot of money, and you provide everything so that your children can get into a good college and then get a good job?
或者我们因为我们有好的工作，我们可以是赚了很多钱，我们可以买到我们一切一切所需的，那我们的仔女可以进入一些是最好的学校。
What if your children, through the jobs given them by God, make a lot of money and provide everything necessary so that their children can get into a good college and then get a good job?
或者我们再引申来讲，因为神给我们仔女有好好的工作，那他们也赚到一些很多的钱，他们可以买到他一切所需要的， 咁佢哋即係我哋嘅仔女嘅仔女，即係佢哋嘅仔女，亦都能夠進入一個好嘅學校。
What if your grandchildren, through the jobs given them by God, make a lot of money, so that they can send their kids, which will be your great grandchildren, to a good college, so that they can get a good job?
我哋嘅仔女嘅孫，亦都係即係你嘅曾孫，因為神俾佢哋有好好嘅工作，咁佢哋都賺到一啲好多嘅錢。咁佢哋亦都能够，即系佢哋嘅你嘅曾孙，佢哋嘅孙，亦都能够进入一啲好嘅大学。咁佢哋亦都揾到一个好嘅工作。
The question is this thought satisfying to you？
你咁样推理嚟讲，咁样嘅做对于你嚟讲系咪一个有一个好满足感咧
？Is this why you wake up every morning trying to accomplish？
你每日瞓醒嘅时候，你咪觉得你呢个系你要系完成嘅咧？
Did Jesus live and die so that you and I could have a comfortable suburban life?
主耶稣嘅死系咪就系叫我哋能够有呢啲嘅舒适嘅生活咧
？The answer to that question is no.
个答案就系唔系嘅。
We cannot serve our own comfort and God.
我哋唔可以侍奉神又侍奉我哋自己嘅舒适。
Jesus was right. We cannot serve both God and money.
主耶稣系对。我哋唔可以侍奉神，又侍奉財富。
Neither can we serve God and anything else。
我哋亦都唔可以侍奉神，同埋侍奉或者任何其他嘅嘢。
This is one of the greatest errors expressed in Scripture。
呢個係聖經裏面講出一個最大嘅錯誤。
Okay, clicker's dead. Next, yeah, can we get click? There we go. So, again and again, God tells his people that he alone is to be worshipped.
再一次再一次咁，神同我同佢嘅子民讲，佢只有佢系可以接受崇拜。
In fact, anytime we put our focus on God and anytime we set our hearts on God and, the Bible calls that idolatry.
圣经里面讲到，当我哋将神同埋一啲其他嘅嘢摆喺一齐嘅时候，其实我哋就已经系做紧呢个嘅偶像嘅崇拜。
Throughout the whole of Scripture, the picture is clear.
喺圣经里面讲呢个图画，其实系好清楚嘅。
We are to set our hearts on God alone, not on God and.
我哋将我哋心只可以摆喺神上面，唔可以摆喺神同埋其他嘅嘢。
In this verse, verse 24, Jesus simply reiterates the point.
在这个经文里面，主耶稣只不过是重申这一点。
As soon as we placed our trust and hope in God, and we stopped serving God and have started serving the other thing.
当我们将我们的希望和我们的信心放在神和其他的东西的时候，我们就在那段时间，我们就在那个时间开始，我们就不再是侍奉神，那我们开始侍奉其他的东西。
This is because, as John Stott explains, God can be served only with entire and exclusive devotion.
这个就好像 John Stott 他这样讲的话，神只可以给我们一个绝对和一个单一的崇拜。
And Jesus explains this for us in this verse by talking about the nature of slavery and also talking about who God is.
主耶稣在这里讲，用这个奴仆的意思是跟我们解释究竟神要我们侍奉的对象是怎样。
So we've seen the nature of service, the nature of money, and finally we turn to the nature of God.
我们看到我们侍奉的原则，我们看到钱的原则，现在我们再看看究竟神他自己的本质是怎样。
The God of the Bible,The God whom Jesus served is a great God.
圣经里面所讲到嘅神，主耶稣基督所侍奉嘅神，佢嘅天父系一个好伟大嘅神。
Jesus tells us who God is in the verses that precede today's passage.
主耶稣讲到究竟神系边个，就喺前面嘅经节。
In verses 1 through 18, we learn that God is our heavenly Father and that our Father knows our needs.
在第一到十八节那里，我们是知道这个神是我们天上的父，也是我们的父。
We learn that our Father sees what is done in secret and provides for us.
他知道我们的需要是在哪里， 佢睇到佢暗中係睇到我哋嘅行為，佢亦都係會供應俾我哋。
We also learn from verses 19 to 21 that our God, our Heavenly Father, gives gifts that do not fade or spoil.
我亦都喺19到21節睇到我哋嘅神，我哋嘅天父，佢俾嘅嘢係唔會係毀壞。
We see in verses 22 through 23 that our Heavenly Father helps us maintain focus on what matters so we do not covet, which puts everything else into perspective.
我喺第22到23節嗰度，我睇到我哋嘅天父系帮我哋维持呢个嘅，我哋需要注目喺边啲嘅嘢嘅上面，叫我哋唔会有呢个贪心，咁将每一件事都系能够知道佢哋嘅应该嘅位置喺边度。
And in verse 24, we see that our heavenly Father is jealous for our hearts.
咁佢喺24节嗰度又亦都讲到我哋嘅神对于我哋嘅心系有呢个嘅。
He will not tolerate anything that keeps us from serving him.
他不会能够忍受任何的事情能够阻碍我们 去跟随他。
We must serve God alone.
我们只能够侍奉主。
God, our Father, requires single-hearted devotion.
我们的天父，我们的神，他是需要我们是单心的 去追求他。
There can only be one master.
我们只可以有一个的主。
We must serve God alone.
我们只可以侍奉我们的神。
There is no compromise with God.
对于神来说，这个是不可以有妥协的。
There can only be one master.
我们只可以有一个主。
We must serve God alone.
我们只可以能够侍奉神。
But how?
但我们怎么做呢？
How can we serve God alone?I know in my own life, I had a real problem when I read the Bible, and it said that I must love God with my whole heart.
我自己来讲，我是其实有这个问题。当我读到圣经的时候，圣经讲到话，我一定要尽心去爱我们的神。
Here's why I had a problem.
这个是我为什么有这个问题。
How can I love God with my whole heart and then have anything left of myself to give to my wife?
我怎可以是只可以尽心爱我的神，而又可以去爱我的妻子呢？
How can I serve God alone and have any room to serve anyone else?
我怎可以只是侍奉神，还有的余地可以侍奉其他的人呢？
I came to realize that serving God alone doesn't mean that I can't serve others.
或者我后来我明白知道侍奉神只是侍奉神不是说不可以侍奉其他的人。
Serving God alone means putting God first in my life.
侍奉神真正的意思就是说将神摆在第一位，在我的生命里面摆在第一位。
As my master, God has first priority over my life.
主是神是我们的主人，佢系喺我嘅生命上面，系有呢、這个嘅第一位嘅。
In fact, it is because I love God that I am enabled to love others.
其实因为系我爱神，所以我能够爱其他嘅人。
After all, the Bible says this is love for God to obey His commands, and this is His command to love one another as He loved us.
其实圣经里面所讲到话。我们如果爱神的话，我们就会去遵守祂的命令，而祂的命令就是说我们去爱人如己。
Similarly, because I serve God alone, I'm enabled to serve my wife.
所以也是一个同一个意思，就是说因为我是单一地侍奉神，那我就可以侍奉我的太太。
I'm also enabled to serve this church because I do so in order that God will be first.Not only in my life, but also in the lives of those around me.
我可以侍奉这个教会，就因为我将神摆在第一位，不单止是在我的生命里面，也都在其他人的生命上面。
This is how we can serve God alone.
这个就是我们怎样可以将单一地侍奉神。
God takes first place in our lives.
神在我们的生命上面占第一位。
In fact, our hearts have room for only one master.
我们的心只可以有 空位是俾一个嘅主人。
Only one person or thing can take first place.
只可以有一个人或者一件事只可以能够系占首位。
So what will it be?
究竟系咩呢？
Jesus confronts us today with an either or.
主耶稣喺今日系挑战我哋话呢个系只可以二拣一嘅。
Because it's an either or, you cannot have it both ways.
因为呢个系二拣一，你唔可以两样都有。
You cannot serve God and something else because that's idolatry.
你唔可以侍奉神又侍奉其他嘅嘢，因为呢个系变咗一个偶像嘅崇拜。
God requires exclusive and entire devotion.
神系需要一个独一嘅一个全然嘅委身。
There can only be one master in your life.
你嘅生活上面只可以有一个主人。
God requires this. That means, okay, sorry. There can only be one all-consuming focus.
对于我嚟讲，我哋只可以有一个尽我哋所有嘅注意力。
You cannot sit the fence on this one.
你唔可以做一个嘅骑墙派。
God doesn't call for part of us. God calls for all of us.
主耶稣呼召我哋，唔系话要我哋一部分，佢系要我哋嘅全部。
So we must choose.
所以我哋一定要选择。
So who or what do you serve?
咁你系侍奉边个或者侍奉咩咧？
Do you serve work, pleasure, your child's future, yourself, others' opinions, comfort, or money or materialism?
究竟你侍奉嘅对象系咪你嘅工作？或者你的享乐，你的仔女的将来，你自己别人的意见，你的舒适的生活，或者一些的物质呢？
You know where your heart lies.
你知道你的心在哪里？
Do you serve these things, or do you serve God, giving Him your whole life, even if it means losing it?
你究竟是不是去侍奉这些东西，或者你是侍奉神，将你所有的给神，甚至都为神付上你自己的生命。
Do you serve God with your whole life by submitting to His will and living in complete dependence on Him so that it will bring Him glory alone?
你会不会说是完全生活 在依靠 神上面，叫祂的荣耀是可以彰显呢？
Jesus tells us today you must serve God alone because there can only be one master.
主耶稣在今天跟我们说话，你只可以是侍奉神，因为只有一个神。
So will you put God first?
咁你会唔会将神摆喺第一位呢？
I want to leave you with a quote from Joshua 24:15.
我会今日系用约书亚嘅24章系俾你哋。
Joshua says this.
约书亚咁样讲。
But if serving the Lord seems undesirable for you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所侍奉的。
But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Amen.
Amen.